Think of yourself standing in one of your favorite places on Earth. The chance to welcome yourself into standing with some of that quality, those qualities. And noticing when you stand up for walking meditation and kind of put on the walking meditation suit and just hang it in the tree like Will had done. On earth, body and mind. Allowed to be here, welcome here, and just getting to know the difference when you don't feel welcome or at ease at all. How does that feel? And when you feel more welcome, more at ease, more at home, and what happens in the body alignment, and the inner space. So there's maybe two main streams to include. One is really feeling for the approach to walking. So feeling for how is it if I would be like a child, or now we're standing, so the approach to standing. How do I normally approach standing? Okay, stand. What happens? Are you at school again? Do you feel rebellious, or do you want to be obedient, or what's going on? And how is the body in that? And then noticing that, waking up to that, possibility to relax, and then just leaving it open. Staying true to openness and yourself and the moment. So one idea that you could play with is feeling like a child. And just walking. Or feeling like a wild animal. That power at ease. And at-homeness, there's a kind of complete openness, full participation in the three-dimensional world. So it's not really like space and body, two things. It's body and space, one thing, as the body moves. You play with feeling the earth, and as if the earth and gravity actually lifts your foot. And just continually shaking off that head to ear. And walking. So sometimes it's great to find a place that you can walk back and forth. Or in a circle, somewhere that you don't have to think about where to go. Shall I go left or right? Now you're just walking. So you can get into the other aspect of the meditation, which is just the actual substance, the body and its kind of mechanics, but how yummy it is sometimes to really open to this sensual, subtle, how much we can feel when you're about to lift your foot off the ground. The power of that specific taste. And then, still, even more, just about to lift off the ground, but it still hasn't. And that's different, and then it lifts. And that's really different. And it moves, and that's really different. So, receiving all those subtle impressions. Not as an uptight thing, but as the more relaxed, the more receiving, kind of. So we have the chance sometimes to go really slowly so that that receiving is ample, really abundant. And sometimes just walk, whatever pace the body walks. And I would suggest, if you feel too, like once a day, go on a walk. Not leaving meditation out, or in, just go on a walk. And it still might be the child or the animal or the body or the gravity that's moving you, or just that transparency that's happening. But you're not doing walking meditation. Is there any question? So as with the meditation in the hall, it can help to have a place in the body to rest as a center, or it could be the whole body. The feet. The feet are good. The belly is good. The whole body is good. Just feel maybe what helps there be a feeling of alignment. Enjoying the simplicity and that possibility of, even though I'm standing up and moving, so even though I seem to be making effort and nearly working out compared to lying down, how is it to be kind of totally at rest, to let the body move? Unearned rest while walking. And it's like the stepping into now. Stepping in to here. Enjoy. So there's 35 minutes before the next meditation, so about half an hour for walking practice. And always the hall is here for meditation, still in stillness. Yeah.